Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Fleming County Board of Education was recently approved by the State Ag Development Board for $50,000 in state funds and $5,000 in county funding for an on-campus farmers market pavilion. School Superintendent Brian Kreisman says this comes on top of a $15 million school renovation now underway, with significant emphasis on upgrading career and technical facilities.
One of the requirements is that we make all of the CTE areas, including agriculture classes, as career relevant as possible, and making them so that students have real-world experiences.
Kreisman says only one other county school system, Owsley, has received a grant for a similar farmers market facility.
We also have a school farm, and many of our students also raise crops on their personal farms. So we wanted to give them a space where they could learn agribusiness, agritourism, and also agriscience. And we felt that this farmers market would do all three. Obviously, it just will not be used by our ag students, but all of our students, and also hopefully the community.
The foundation for the pavilion was due to start any time, but realistically, the market would most likely be operational next spring. We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
If you need a job or want a better job, the Kentucky Community and Technical College System has great news. Right now, there are over 80,000 good Kentucky jobs just waiting to be filled. And with the new Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at any of the 16 KCTCS colleges. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
Fleming County School Superintendent Brian Kreisman has his hands full with construction right now, but he was very thankful to the Ag Development Board and assured them that while preference will be given to the students, the pavilion will be a community asset, perhaps for future use by the community farmers market a stone's throw away.
It's probably about 300 yards down the road at the extension office, and that farmers market is made up of tents. However, we met with them, and they really want to stay there until they really see how, I guess, the structural farmers market looks and how the operations and the logistics go. But they've been very supportive, the local farmers market committee, and they think it's a great opportunity for our students and as well as the community.
On the day of that interview, he said pouring of the foundation could start any day. If all things fall into place, completion of the pavilion would come in the spring of 2018. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.